This is going to be nonsense belligerence.
Yeah. Is it, though? Is it?
I don't know. Depending on what you have written.
Does Slinky come across? Because I'm probably going to be... Hold on. I hear Slinky. Okay. Slinky. Oh, sorry. All right, we'll cut the Slinky. Podcast for the Bad Seeds, episode 1.
I have to cough. It's not my fucking fault.
That's okay, Dick.
You just got to get through the intro. Yeah. And then
keep rolling.
Fine.
Keep rolling.
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
Sorry.
This is good. This is fuck fine. You. I'm Scott Jones. I am your host. I am here with... Yep. I'm going to let everybody... I had a thing. I was going
to... disappointment to my father.
I was going to introduce everybody, but I feel like it's better if they do it themselves. And you have to tell me one fact about you.
Okay. Okay.
To my left.
Stage left? Oh, yeah, right here, me. Okay. All right. I'm Robbie Stroud. And one fact about me...
Jesus Christ.
Is
that'll happen.
I don't fucking I know when to hold them and I know when to fold them.
Oh Lord Jesus.
And that's it.
Okay, yeah, okay, to my right.
My name's Elliot Russell and I love that Kenny Loggins song.
That is a great song. I had it stuck in my head all day.
It is.
I hate that yours was a real fact and mine was bullshit though, because that is a good song.
Well, what are you talking about? Yours was good. It was just like a metaphor or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And all you did was lie about it being a Kenny Loggins song.
Yeah. Well, I tried to make a joke because that's not actually his last name.
Yeah, that's right.
He's
got
a different last name.
Yeah. But it is a good song.
Anyways, first episode, we're going to just sit here and bullshit. That's basically what this is. There's no reason.
Already drunk.
Yep. There's no reason we're doing this. We're just here. And I have a notepad, and we went through it. And half of my questions are irrelevant to at least one person here. So fuck my pad. We're here in Gastonia, North Carolina, at the Unloved Sun Studio, where we pump out.
Just end it there. Where we pump out from time to time.
We pump out the hottest hoodies and fall accessories. Other than that, we're just here to fucking fuck shit up. First question from me. First response from you guys. What's up with Halloween? What'd you guys do for Halloween?
What's up with it?
Oh, yeah. It's November... When everybody hears this, it'll be November 3rd.
Yeah.
So, Halloween is not a thing anymore. So, let's talk about Halloween.
Halloween has not been a thing for a while.
Now it's Christmas, right? Dude.
Yeah. Halloween's not been a thing for a while.
What do you mean?
Oh, you can't glaze over Thanksgiving.
People are doing that now. They glaze right over Thanksgiving. They go right into fucking Christmas. Yeah. They skip Thanksgiving.
Tell me your favorite Thanksgiving song.
All right, fair enough. I see your point.
That fucking 14-minute long one. What was
cranberry
it?
Cranberry sauce.
Stranglehold.
My favorite Thanksgiving song is Stranglehold.
Honestly,
my Uncle Bo sings.
I would
100%
be happy
cries.
With listening to Stranglehold on repeat and eating dinner.
Yeah, can we just do 15 minutes of this and then just listen to Stranglehold, please?
Actually, I'm changing the intro song.
It's going
to
be Stranglehold?
To Stranglehold. God damn it.
If it's not, this joke will make no sense.
Somebody told me this the other day. Ted Nugent did what Woody Allen did. Yes?
Fuck children?
He adopted a Asian baby, raised it until she was 18.
And then hunted her.
Almost. Married her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hunted in the other sense.
Yeah.
I did not know.
So the
true?
First, like, 11 years of this girl's life, she was his daughter.
Oh.
Right.
And then she became
his wife.
Woody Allen did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I've been repping Nugent for a while. Like, I know he's a shithouse crazy fucking Republican and everything, but like great, great fucking guitar player. I've been repping him for years now. I didn't know he's like a petter ass.
Bro,
that sucks.
He played the same song for 17 minutes.
That's such a good song.
And
though.
He played one note every 2 minutes.
Dude, and then he would so stop dope. And he would light a fucking arrow on fire and shoot it at a target.
Yeah,
he's one of the greatest live men. Oh man, I gotta quit saying nice things about him. He's a fucking
You're like, oh shit, that's really fucked up. But let me defend him.
Let me defend
for the
him
next
real
5 minutes.
That was just like, automatic.
The arrows.
It was. How about this? I saw him open up for Kiss. He was fucking great.
You saw Ted Nugent?
Yeah, he opened up for Kiss. It was fucking. He was like 50 years old. He was doing cartwheels and shit. It's awesome.
Man, I saw Alice Cooper. He was almost dead. I thought he was next.
Yeah. No, he's gonna outlive all of us. He's gonna play golf until he's like fucking 100.
Him and Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop's never going to die.
No.
Tom Petty.
He's probably going to die as we're recording this. Right now, it's all over Facebook that Iggy Pop is dead.
That boy ain't going to die. That boy ain't going to die.
He does look like he's being microwaved slowly, though. Like, you're getting a time-lapse photo of him being microwaved. Because he's in great shape.
Well, he's actually negative body fat, I think. And that's the key to longevity.
He's eating himself.
How are you negative body weight, but you still have saggy tits?
It's like
skin
80.
Doesn't count.
He's
that's like 70 or 80.
Skin doesn't count. Yeah. I've always said that.
Skin doesn't count, Michael.
We'll edit that out.
We're not.
No, the fuck we're not. No holds barred in this son of a bitch. That's what we're doing.
No, I didn't dress up for Halloween this year, man. I'm fucking broke, but I'm bored with what Halloween is now.
What'd you do for Halloween?
I didn't do shit. I fucking said it was like a Tuesday. Stay at home. I didn't do fucking anything.
I watched Stranger Things.
I watched the show that Stranger Things.
I planned it out so we could finish Stranger Things on Halloween.
Yeah.
We had 3 episodes left. We fucking binged them all.
I commend your fucking restraint. As soon as it came out, I just binged the whole fucking season.
And now they have the Beyond, which you can't watch that either.
Yeah.
No, I've only watched the first episode.
Of so, Beyond Stranger
or no,
Things?
Of the new season? Just yeah.
Well, now they
season.
Have a like.
How
a
did
whole,
you stop after yeah. the first?
Oh, well, because I was drunk at a friend's house, and it was like, let's watch Stranger Things, like, the new one. Home. And then I stayed awake for the first one. And then
it's stranger that you have other friends. I had no idea.
Who is this person?
Oh, I didn't want to name drop, but it's Tyler Bess. He's
don't
he's, it, yeah, I know.
Don't
I
let
know.
On that we know famous people.
I don't like
it's Steven Tyler Bess.
Yeah.
Steph, I thought it was Stefan.
We'll edit that out. We'll edit that out.
Did he have a bowl cut, do you think?
Tyler definitely had a bowl cut at one point in his life. Yeah. I remember him in middle school. He used to be really in the System of a Down. He denies that to this day. Why the fuck are we talking about Tyler?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Tyler. Yeah. Nobody knows Tyler.
Well, okay. What I did for Halloween,
yeah.
I went trick-or-treating with Tyler and his son. So before we stop talking about Tyler, it was my first time walking around a neighborhood trick-or-treating.
You never went trick-or-treating before?
No. If you didn't interrupt me like a rude asshole. No, like, what? But since I was a kid, it was like the first time. And, boy, we went to get candy when it was still daylight. It was like 5:30.
Yeah.
And we pulled back into the neighborhood. And the first house you pass, and like, this is a serious Halloween neighborhood. Like, they had shit blocked off so people wouldn't park on the street.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And
was
so,
like dope.
There's,
I wish it was like that still.
There was a woman standing with her arms folded and a scowl like set on her face, just waiting for speeders. Just like,
was she in costume?
Go, no.
It was 9-1.
That's what it was. She was waiting.
She had pen and paper waiting for license plates.
I thought like, okay, so that's just one overzealous lady. We passed like 2 other houses before we got back to Tyler's.
Looking for speeders?
Oh, they were waiting.
Crazy.
Are you talking about his neighborhood?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like in his actual neighborhood. But it was weird. Like, I guess it was his son's first year actually going out and going around the neighborhood. But we had to be like teach him how to trick-or-treat.
What did he dress up as?
He was like a jack-o'-lantern.
That sucks.
Like, he wore like a monk's robe. No, but I was, and I thought when I first saw it, because
you
showed
that sucks.
Out of the gate, that's not great. Did he pick his own or did someone pick it for him?
Yeah, no, he picked it, but that's why I didn't talk shit. Because last year he was Kylo Ren. That was the thing, because all the merchandise came out before the movie. So like, I was like, but I was almost like, why weren't you somebody cool this year? And I was like, no, don't.
Yeah,
don't
do it. Talk shit to kids. Like, give it to yourself. No, my first costume that I remember dressing up in and going out, I was like 5 years old. Fucking Master Shredder. My mom made the costume. I had the like bra pads on my shoulders with styrofoam fucking spikes and everything. And I just went around like challenging people to fights and shit.
So I remember vividly crying in daycare. So I was probably like 15. No, I was 6 or 7. I was crying in daycare. I remember this daycare worker being like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "Nobody knows what I am." Like, and I was so upset about it. And I remember this poor woman looking at me and, like, in hindsight, trying to figure out what the fuck exactly I was. And I was just like a generic Mortal Kombat style ninja. Right. Like, that was
the
it. Kind of like
Dollar General.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just. And she was like, "You're a ninja." And I was like, "Thank you. I'm a fucking ninja."
How did nobody get that you were a ninja?
Oh, no. I think they were just being dicks. Really.
I remember being I was a Red Ranger one year, and in my trailer park, for some reason, a week before Halloween, everybody was like, dressing up in their fucking costumes and like going out and playing.
Sure.
So I grabbed mine and put it on and then realized that I was husky. Realized that it was too small. Yeah. And I like run outside and I have it on and it's very fucking tight. And I just like did that and the whole back split open. I don't know why I did a Hogan.
You Hogan.
You flexed. I remember.
You started as the Red Ranger.
You got to know when to Hogan. And know when to pull.
It's like, they were all up the hill, and I was like, "Hey, guys."
Never mind. I gotta go.
And I immediately started fucking crying so hard. Fuck me.
I just slowly backed away.
Yeah, just kidding. See y'all later.
You guys are pussies. Bye.
Oh man, I remember another year we lived in Kings Mountain at this like Pine Manor Apartments, and my mom dressed me in a fucking basically a Klan costume. But also there was three. This apartment complex was so big that there was 3 loads of buses that came. No. All for that apartment complex. And right. I was one of 4 white families.
Oh. So you're supposed to be a ghost, mom, I'm assuming?
Yes, I was a ghost.
You gotta be really careful with the ghost costume.
But my mom fucking thought it would be a great idea to use the corner of the goddamn thing as the like, how the fuck do you not know? Like, she's like, she's an old biker woman. I'm sure she knows what a fucking Klan member looks like.
Right.
But I remember at the bus stop in the morning, somebody ripped it off of me. It was about 40 minutes I had.
Wait. Were you naked underneath?
No. I actually had my
book bag. Because that starts a really heartwarming story after that. It's really funny.
I actually had my book bag on under it. So, it, like, also, she did.
So, you look like a humpback, deformed Klan member.
Yes. Also, come to think of it, she fucking cut the top out. So it was a little triangle top to go over my head.
Oh, so a hood. Yes.
It was literal.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And
have fun in school.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck she was thinking.
You're going to learn today.
And this is me being being fucking 6 years old. Like, and, like, she cut the hole in my neck so big that my whole body could go through it.
Whoa.
And she thought, like, bobby pins would, like, stop it.
Right.
So all somebody had to do was that, and my costume was completely ruined, but my Klan fucking top.
So, my God.
Life
Dude,
was
you win depressing Halloween story.
Life was shit.
You totally win depressing Halloween.
I thought I had it with the crying and naked.
Yeah.
Well, to make it better, I was a juggler this year.
Yeah, that was great.
I saw that. Yeah. That was pretty
great.
Yeah.
There was a whole group of people.
Yeah, there was a lot of juggalos out there.
Yeah.
There always is.
And I loved every single bit of it.
Dude, there was so much face paint. It was like, on Facebook, you were either a juggalo or you were fucking black metal this year. That's all I saw across all fucking...
Well, the black metal thing, that's one of those bullshit ass Plaza Midwood outfits.
Yeah, like, they don't even do a specific black metal person. They just do what they think is good. They don't do like a Bothan or anything.
And then you look like a panda.
Right. You end up looking like a panda.
You look like a sad panda.
Right. You were making out behind the dumpster.
You look like
it smeared.
A panda that was wearing makeup and then got broken up with. And he's just like,
you know, I'm still hanging out. I don't give a shit.
I know there's only 3 of us. I'll find someone else.
You got to buy only friends.
There's more pandas in the city.
So I ignored all that shit this year. I didn't do it on purpose. I did it because I'm fucking broke. But
fuck
Halloween.
Well, last year I tried to put the white face paint. You had some at your house.
Yeah.
And
I still do.
Yeah, I try. Well,
if I ever need a corpse paint up, I got it.
And I tried to put some on, but I didn't think about drying my face before I tried to put it on. So we come out downtown, and like I'm the entire night, I'm just getting two fingers of white off my forehead. Like every time I go to like touch my forehead or anything,
they can't see this, but you're a greasy person as it is. Drying yourself would be an impossible task to begin with.
Yeah,
and you would have to have been dead for several years before you could begin the process.
Call ahead and be like, "Hey, is it air conditioned?"
I've wanted to make that call before.
Okay, it's cool.
Do you have central heat? Do you have central air?
Do I need to bring my own baby powder?
Yes, you always do. That's what we should have. We should have just like threw like fucking corn flour all over you and then done the fucking white makeup. That's the only way it would have stuck.
I would have sweat through it in an hour.
Dude, you'd have like little fucking corn balls and shit.
Oh, are you talking about when the flaps make bread?
Oh yeah.
He would do
in every kitchen that I've ever worked in, there is a thing of cornstarch in the freezer. Yeah. Just waiting for somebody to slap it on their nuts.
That is so weird. Yeah, Michael would come home smelling like fucking hush puppies. Like, what'd you make hush puppies? No, dude.
It's his gooch. Nuts.
Yeah. It's his sweaty sack. He's got
little... Fuck you, Michael. Like,
half dingleberry, half hush puppy.
I really hope it's not picking.
They've probably been served to somebody somewhere in this world.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
Gross. That is pretty gross.
That's what he told us. He used to tie it. He would get a string, right?
Yeah.
In the kitchen, you get a string, and then he would fill a bag full of the.
No, it's cheesecloth. You gotta have something.
Yeah,
that's
what would hold
through.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would tie that like a noose, I guess, around the cheesecloth. And loop it through his belt and like right.
You know how like pitchers have that bag of like fucking powder or whatever the fuck it is to like feel the weight of the ball. That's what it was.
That's not what that's for.
Whatever the fuck it is.
It's to keep their hands.
Hey, they are actually the weight of a goddamn baseball.
Honestly, I've never known what that was. I've always wondered.
Let me back up. I'm being all pretentious. I just got into baseball literally 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, fuck you. I work in baseball.
Know that. Yeah.
But
you say you work in baseball?
I do work in baseball. Yeah.
You work on you cut the grass at the field.
I also drag the fucking field itself and draw the lines. I work in baseball. I went to 300 baseball games last year.
So how about this?
I work in baseball.
And
softball.
So now that it's fall and the grass stops growing,
yeah.
Do you have a job?
I love that question. Yeah, they're gonna keep playing baseball until December.
But do you cut the grass still?
It's still fucking gross. We fertilize it unnaturally to the point where it's like tropical conditions and all that irrigation. This is super boring podcast talk.
No, I was waiting.
You guys want to know how grass grows.
I was waiting. Isn't that three on the list, irrigation?
Irrigation? Oh, shit, it's on there.
No, it was Stranger Things, but you haven't fucking watched it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had to cross it off.
The Stranger Thing is why they grow in Bermuda when it should be Zosia.
You know what really grinds my gears?
No, was, what?
I didn't have any.
God damn.
I didn't have any.
Spit my fucking beer off of that. You know what really gets my fucking goose?
You know what really rubs my goose raw?
You've had some good Halloween costumes, though, in the past.
In the past, I feel like.
There's great pictures of us in, I think, Chapel Hill, where you were a pervert.
Yeah, it was
that
just
was
a pervert.
Literally the costume. And when you look at it, he wouldn't have to tell you what the costume was. You would look at him and be, oh, you're a fucking pervert.
Well, that was a comfort costume, too, because I had a girlfriend at the time who I knew would still be into me regardless.
Oh, right.
So most of the time when you pick a Halloween costume, it's got to be, like, funny to a certain point. You can't just make a fool of yourself to the point that no one will like you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to, like, maintain some sort of airs.
Dude, I was a juggalo.
Yeah, but also your wife was a judge. That's what I'm saying, is you had a foundation.
Okay, gotcha.
To where you don't just make it.
Gotcha.
The pervert costume was just the most unflattering thing I think I've ever worn in my entire fucking life. It was just a trench coat and a crop top, and I was getting really fat at the time, so it was just like hairy fucking belly sticking out. And cut off jean shorts. And my girlfriend at the time was still like, yeah, I want some of that dick later. I was like, what's wrong with you? Have some fucking standards.
You're a pervert.
Yeah. Honestly, I took the costume off, but the character stayed.
That's what that year was the first year I went as a lumberjack, which is basically I just
a
bought
flannel.
Some, I bought some
horse
suspenders.
Shit. Yeah. You wore your own outfit.
Minimal effort. And I realized from the start that it was about it because the girl whose house we were at, her roommate came downstairs and looked at me when I was in. I had the suspenders on, tucked in flannel, and like a toboggan, like tight toboggan. She was like, "Are you in costume yet?" Or
yeah. You didn't even bother to buy an axe.
I thought you were gonna get the fucking Zac Brown. Are you Zac Brown?
No, we just get that on a Tuesday at the fucking bar.
Yeah, I know. I fucking get it all the time. I used to work at Boardwalk Billy's, guys.
Oh man, my mom loves that place.
I love that place. They have fucking pulled pork nachos. It's fantastic.
What's that signature shot they have?
A Nickelback shot.
No, man.
It's a Pickleback shot.
Oh, that sucks.
That's a real thing.
Picklebacks?
Really? Yeah. Nickelback shot.
Oh, they call it a Nickelback. Is there anything different about it?
Nope.
Okay, it's just a pickle.
They have to run to the back and get pickle juice.
You have to shove a nickel up your nose.
Done and done.
I can put...
And it's over. That's it.
Yeah. I can put... 6 quarters in my belly button.
Can you really?
Yeah.
I've heard tell this story, but I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
Well, I don't have quarters. I don't have money.
How many credit cards can you fit in your belly button right now?
Landscape.
I don't know, man. My belly button bleeds.
Yeah, I feel that.
Well, because belly buttons...
And then we spend the rest of the time talking about the medical condition.
Once belly buttons get deep, shit gets weird.
Like, shit gets weird.
There's a lot in there. It's the upside down.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. Like, it's basically the upside down.
It's the upside down.
Which I have to not talk about that anymore.
Yeah, we can't talk about the show because he hasn't fucking seen it.
Well, I know about the upside down.
Yeah.
It's where the bald girl went to go find her father. I remember that part.
That's right. No. Wait.
No.
No, yeah.
She actually opened up the portal accidentally because of her... fucking microwave technician bullshit.
Right.
But she opened it up and then let all those like fucking things out and came.
Right.
That's what's
my friends don't lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember
and then
that.
Nosebleed, which
egos.
Egos. That's the worst thing about having that as a topic of conversation is there's nothing to say about other than it rules.
Yeah.
There's
just
nothing else to say about it.
She is everything that I was when I was 11.
Yeah. People think it's cute when a little 11-year-old girl's walking around stealing Eggos, shaving her head.
Eggos and nosebleeds.
Yeah, when I was doing it, they were like, get a job.
And they called me a mouth breather. Like, I was a mouth breather. She wasn't. But, yeah.
I have to piss. What's the protocol on this?
Well, there's not one.
I really have to pee. What's our time? What are we up to?
I don't know, man. Actually, we're doing pretty good. It's 32 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We rang Halloween out for a minute.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, we got stretched out.
So, next on the list is records.
Oh, man.
New records, old records. What?
Just music in general.
What's your good? What's your go-tos, man? What did you find out about this year that is rad?
Country music. Not just in general. No, dude. There's this lady making country music right now called Nikki Lane. She is so fucking... You like Loretta Lynn?
Absolutely.
Kind of like Patsy Cline, that kind of shit?
Absolutely.
I swear to God, she is... Even though Loretta Lynn is still alive, she is Loretta Lynn reborn.
Loretta Lynn just had to cancel her show in Charlotte.
Really?
She's
honestly probably the next.
I was going to take my grandpa to go see her. It was in November, so it was coming up, but she got a stroke
in
May.
She just had a stroke?
Yeah, and then now she's not doing too good.
Yeah, so. She's probably the next big celeb. Well, big if you're into
that. We still got Willie.
We still the motherfucker have Willie. I thought he was going to die like last year. He was on his deathbed.
Yeah.
People were reporting that he was about to die. Like, straight up Tom Petty shit. Like, hey, he's dead. Whoa, no, never mind. Not quite dead. And he just got up and was like, anybody want to do a tour?
Yeah.
Where's my bus?
Yeah. Get Tom Petty to open.
I found out about this shit with Willie, man. Like, he definitely for the past like 17 or 18 years, he never made a dime off of any of his records.
Yeah.
Because he was paying the IRS back. No. Any record he's released was 100% to the IRS.
Really?
That's fucking crazy.
That makes total fucking sense, though.
Like, if I ever become famous, which would be fucking cool.
Yeah. Pay your taxes.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, I've learned from other people's mistakes that, like, taxes are a big fucking deal.
Wesley Snipes went to prison at the height of his career.
Yeah.
He was, like one of the biggest stars in the world at the time. So, and because he hadn't paid taxes, he went to prison.
So is he cool in prison? Like
Snipes? I have no idea.
What do you think he's, like in prison?
I think name recognition helps you.
I wonder if they have, like, a theater part of like the prison, and like his canteen is just like boom.
I feel like it was a lot like a part in one of his movies. It's a montage where he's doing tai chi in his cell, and like his fucking cellmate's not into him at first, and then he like slides him some literature, and they fucking get together on that and like solve a crime. They fucking beat up another gang in the fucking prison or something. Yeah,
you just described Felon.
Holy shit, I did just describe Felon. Never mind.
Felon was fucking amazing. That is. Top 10 one of my movies.
Top 10. I love prison movies. They don't make prison movies the way they used to. Or even at all.
Because people go to prison for some bullshit now.
Yeah. Like, and also, it's kind of hard to expand on that. Like, yeah, they're in jail.
Yeah.
That's more or less it.
Well, you can't even smoke in jail. And that's the most cinematic thing you can do in a movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can't do in jail that people still do in jail.
They need to make movies about county jail.
I would definitely watch that movie.
Like, like people like are in the same county as their families. And like,
oh, Kenny.
Yeah, but shit.
Kenny, what the hell you got locked up for?
Shit is still so rough for them. You know, like. But records.
Yeah,
Elliot.
Records. Well, I don't listen to a lot of new stuff, to be honest with you. I kind of get in a groove. And,
what's the last cool thing?
I just started listening to The Replacements, which I'd never listened to.
Oh, yeah, man.
Which I like a lot.
I love doing. I love like discovering a band that has this huge storied history that everybody else loves, and then you just get into it. Yeah. And you're like, I have all this great music to listen to.
I actually... It's not on the same scale as that, but I just did that with the fucking Menzingers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I've actually seen them twice. Didn't care.
Didn't give a shit about it.
Yeah, I just because in my head I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
And then, like...
Not a great name for what they do. No. I don't think.
And then I
listened
to this new album that came out this year. That's the best album that I think that's came out this year, other than Taylor Swift.
Well, fuck off with all that. Aren't they done, though? Didn't they break up?
Menzingers?
Yeah.
Really?
I could be entirely wrong about this, but I thought they broke up after this album.
I don't know, but that album is fucking fantastic.
If they go out on that, it'd be great.
They did.
Shit.
And I missed that one. But all the times that they came and I didn't care, I was there.
You know what I got actually like way back into? I've listened to almost like no metal or hardcore or punk or anything this year. Way fucking out of it.
Yeah, that was going to be another question.
It was a big like reminder... Just because, and I hate that I had to get into it this way, but Charles Bradley, after he died, I went back and I was like, oh, I gotta do the thing. He died, I gotta listen to all his fucking music. And I was like, holy shit, all this is incredible.
Yeah,
this is all just great music. Yeah. I should be listening to this every fucking day.
Explain who Charlie is.
To who Charlie is. Dude, he was this guy, he's a soul singer, and he'd been doing it like nearly as long as James Brown.
Yeah.
And it just never quite got, like, mainstream appeal. And I think even at one point, what was his stage name? Like Black Velvet?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. But he was a James Brown impersonator. And just doing that forever. And then this guy at Daptone Records more or less, like, discovered him and was like, dude, you need to sing your own songs. Like, do this thing. And he sort of came out of his shell way late in life when he was, like, 60 or 70 or whatever. And then for the last 5 or 6 years, he just had this really, really great career. You know, hitting the underground shit. The
KEXP. You're telling me he didn't get famous until he was 60?
Yeah, not really. Yeah, he more or less lived like a super poor, really hard life. Like, there's all this shit that I'm skipping over, but like his brother died and his like mom died in the same week or some shit. Super hard life. And then in the last like 6 years of his life, he got super famous or relatively famous doing this soul shit. Some of the greatest soul music I've ever heard in my fucking life. And then, of course, because the world is a fucking shit show, he gets stomach cancer and dies.
Wow.
But everything that he put out was fucking incredible. Like, I would put it toe-to-toe with anything James Brown ever did.
And he was one of these guys that didn't, like, go in. They would write, you know, the music or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he would just go in and start singing and then just kind of go with it.
Yeah, like, a lot of his shit was improv. Yeah. He would come in while they were playing shit, and he would say, like, hit record, and he would just do vocals over it, not knowing what would happen, and that would be the intake of the song. Like, you don't see that kind of shit in any of the music that we listen to, you know? That's what I love about it.
Dude, that, I gotta check that out, because I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
But Fats Domino's died.
Fats Domino died, yeah. I was way more bummed about that. Like, I kind of hated that everybody got really bummed out about Chuck Berry dying, because it's not that hard to forget, or it's not that easy to forget that the dude was a super fucking creep. Yeah. Like,
perfect.
Yeah, totally. Perfect. He put cameras in toilets. Like, he was in the poop. There's literally a video of him fucking a prostitute and, like, shitting on her or something. I don't even remember, but it's really terrible.
But isn't Pee Wee Herman, like, a pervert? And forgot about
he
that?
He got caught masturbating in an adult theater.
But
which I personally don't think is that big of a fucking deal.
Now
you're in a goddamn porn theater.
I thought it was something else, though. There was another
thing. No, he didn't fuck with people. He literally was jerking off in a porn theater, like, by himself. And someone was like, hey, that's Pee Wee Herman.
Pretty sure that's...
Same shit happened to Fred Willard.
Yeah, I was thinking... Yeah, Fred Willard got caught in, like, 2015 in a porn theater jerking off.
And the big surprise was, like, holy shit, there's still porn theaters. Yeah. That's just incredible.
Full of Fred Willards making quips.
You think he had a trench coat on?
I mean,
I think he definitely had a trench coat on.
It was in the
on.
Seat next to him, but
he's just in there looking for deep cheeks, baby.
That's what it was.
That was the name of the movie, Deep Cheeks.
Deep Cheeks, baby.
I knew we'd work it in.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were fucking talking about. We got on perverts. Yeah,
no.
No, yeah.
That's the second time we got on perverts.
Fats Domino created fucking rock and roll. He absolutely did. He laid the absolute fucking foundation, the groundwork for it. And then Chuck Berry took that and took off with it. And everybody was upset about Chuck Berry. Very few people know who Fats Domino even is.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Bummer. Yet again, people are a disappointment.
Also, I don't really care about Tom Petty.
Really?
Wow, that was kind of,
you know what?
Really?
Yeah, I just don't, like Tom Petty's music.
Any of it? Sucks that he has so many hits.
It sucks that he died.
Does it, though?
But did he,
what's
fucked up is he died at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Because Las Vegas shooting.
Right.
And then, you know, you see Facebook going fucking crazy about this, and they're so upset, Wait. Tom Petty's a vegetable. Ah, fuck Vegas. Like, I'm going to tell you how much love Vegas. Fuck, how much I love
it's
Tom
entirely
Petty. Oh my
an
God.
Inopportune thing, but I don't know, man. I think it'd be hard to not like some of Tom Petty's stuff just because of how prolific he was.
No, okay. The shit's catchy.
Yeah.
Yes. Will I fucking listen to it willingly? If it's on a fucking Alice Cooper station or something, I'll fucking listen to it. Because it is.
Oh, well,
all right. iTunes music.
So you're basically saying Tom Petty was the Blink-182 of his time. It's catchy, but you don't really like it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or you're saying you do like Blink-182. I don't know. I think that, like, understated pop rock thing that he did was influential in a really subtle fucking way. I think it influenced more people than you would think. Because everybody else is, like, big and bombastic, and Beatles, we have string sections and all this shit. Tom Petty was like, you know, here's one fucking chord in my weird nasally voice.
Did you listen, or did you watch the, I really can't stand the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But did you watch the documentary?
The Sound City thing?
It's just like a straight up documentary on Foo Fighters on Netflix
right now. I don't think I did.
It's actually, don't care about Dave Grohl, but I respect him now.
I always think that I hate Dave Grohl until I see him do something. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I forgot. I love that guy.
Because what you were talking about with Charlie, whatever.
Charles Bradley, yeah.
Yeah, how he would just, like, do it all himself.
Yeah.
Apparently the first self-titled Foo Fighters album was just him. Like,
playing all the instruments.
Yeah, after Nirvana split up, he just went... Yeah. He booked out a week in a place and just did everything himself.
Yeah.
And then got a band and then toured.
Yeah.
And then released an album. And then it ended up, they were like, no, we don't have to do it. I've already got it. So he just used that. And then that's what that is. And then another part of that was Tom Petty offered him to play drums.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've heard that.
And he turned it down.
Yeah.
For the fucking Foo Fighters.
For the Foo Fighters, which was a smart bet because who remembers? Like, name one Tom Petty drummer.
Travis Barker. Oh, that was a good tour.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good tour.
When Soul
Angels and Airwaves,
out, I was so surprised.
Angels and Airwaves and Tom Petty was a good tour.
The Blink 182 Tom Petty thing. It's a conspiracy theory, and we just fucking broke into it.
Tom Petty's not dead. He's the new guitar player for fucking Blink 182.
He replaced Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge.
DeLonge.
Matt Skiba is actually just Tom Petty in a mask.
Oh, I love that conspiracy theory. I think that is probably my favorite because I want it to be true so bad.
Tom DeLonge is a fucking weirdo now, right?
He is, yeah. Apparently, he's like, he has like CIA directors in his phone. Like, he's that connected with his fucking UFO shit.
I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast a couple weeks
ago. No, let's not plug other podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. No plug, not a plug. Yeah,
no plug, edit that out.
Yeah, but he had him on there, and he was talking about how, like, and you could tell that, like, Joe Rogan was just, like, trolling him the whole fucking time. And this guy, he would say shit, and then Joe was like, well, tell me about it. And then Tom was like, well, I can't tell you about it. I was like, well, why the fuck are you here?
Right.
Like, you could just say, like, little cliff notes about everything.
Right.
But you can't say...
Because he believes entirely that it's true. He thinks right. that they'll, like, execute him if he comes out and says some
but
shit.
But so he's
like
got...
Tom DeLonge found in his bedroom 2 gunshots in the back of his head. Total suicide.
Yeah. It was Tom Petty.
It was definitely Tom Petty.
He's taking them all.
We took his mask off. Turned out it was Tom Petty.
Tom Petty did...
No, he's like, he's that hardwired into it. He's like that fucking crazy person that you know on Facebook, except he's a super famous... Like, really, I guess, popular musician. If I said Tom DeLonge in the street, no one would come running. Yeah. But.
Well, I think it's that he already tried everyone on Earth, so now he's trying to find someone in the universe that likes Angels and Airwaves.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
That's just shit on all of Tom DeLonge's side projects.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Boxcar Racer was bullshit.
Oh, whatever. That shit was good.
That actually was good. Yeah, it hurt to say that a little bit.
Was it your band?
Let's not get personal now.
Boxcar Racer covers?
I did, yes. One of my first concerts I ever played, we did Boxcar Racer covers.
Another Stroud.
I think we did two. I think we did 2 Boxcar Racer covers. The acoustic one and the popular hit, whatever it was.
I Feel So.
Was that the acoustic one?
I Feel So, man.
Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah, dude.
We definitely did that one.
God, you were so sick.
I was so sick. That was a clear sight into what I would become.
It's okay, man. My old band covered Brand New.
Oh, man, I hate Brand New so much.
I do, too.
I fucking hate Brand New.
You just went
so
off
much.
On
Brand New. I don't get it. Why the fuck are people so into it?
Classic Robbie rant.
I didn't get it then, and I just played it.
I think I did get it then. I think I was into it then when I was like a fucking 17 or whatever.
No,
but
Sean was in it.
Yeah, Sean was really into it. And we played that sort of sad, sappy emo. Like, I was a fucking teenager. I was going through that shit. It made sense at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I see, like, 32-year-olds like, dude, I just paid $80 for fucking Brand New tickets. We're in the lawn, but it's going to be... Like, they have lawn seats for Brand New? What the fuck are you talking about?
It's because the show's just actually in a backyard. It's all lawn.
Weren't they supposed to break up, like, 2 years ago? They did a farewell tour, and they're still fucking playing?
Oh, that's the trick, dude. You do that farewell tour. Yeah.
Dude, all these bands are doing that shit, and it's fucking... They're racking up.
Yeah, I just want to put that out. Like, I see you breaking up and then coming back 7 years later to play for, like, $10,000. I fucking see you.
It's fucking...
It's smart. Don't get me wrong.
It takes a little bit longer for hardcore bands to do it, but like that whole early 2000s type music, the what do you call it? Emo? Is it emo?
Emo, I think
the used,
my coworkers would call it screamo, sure.
You know it when you hear it.
Yeah.
With that.
But that's, I won't name any names, but like I remember going to your show and there was like 45 people there, and now you returned and you've got like your $10,000 guarantee. Yeah. You're playing in front of like 2,500 people. Like, that's great, but I see what you did there.
Oh, you're
that's incredible.
You're talking about Fleetwood Mac.
I'm talking about Fleetwood Mac. All right. I didn't want to name any names.
Yeah. Well, Mick Fleetwood has Rob's number. And I don't mean his phone number. I mean, he's going to fucking kill him.
Yeah, he's coming to find me.
It's either going to be him or Tom Petty.
He's going to listen to this podcast.
And this fucking the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
End on that. Just end right there.
Oh, my God. So, let's talk. All right, since we're doing reunions and stuff, we're talking about that. I remember you specifically hating this one that just happened. This is Hardcore.
Wait, which one are you talking about, though?
The big one.
PT?
No, that's the one you like.
That's the one I like. Yeah, yeah, I was really fucking into that.
BA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, like, that's horseshit. They don't each other enough to the point that they won't even practice. And everybody is so into it. They're like, oh, my God, this band's getting together for this one show. Let's go out and fucking watch it. That this band can ask for, you know, tens of thousands of dollars or whatever it is as a guarantee. And they're going to show up and they're going to fucking suck because they hate each other to the point they won't even practice for the show. But everyone is too afraid to say that it sucked. They're like, oh, my God, I got to see this band, and it was great.
Were you there for it?
No, I missed it, but I was counting on it being bad, though.
I watched it live on YouTube.
And in the backyard.
Oh, yeah, you were there. Actually, my party stopped because I started watching that.
Yeah.
And
Let me guess, he did a whole lot of, like, handing the mic off to the fucking crowd.
No, the thing is, whatever video I was watching was, like, far back.
Yeah.
So, like, everything looked very, like, I don't know, like I couldn't tell what was going on up front. It just looked like people.
I'm just not into those. I'm into bands that are big at the time, doing a thing that's really good at the time, and getting a good response for it. I've seen, speaking of This Is Hardcore in particular, I've seen Nails do that, Blacklisted do that, you know, these kind of bands that are still, well, Blacklisted, yeah, a little here or there, but still going, still trying to make music for people. The shit where you just get back together 10 years later to make a fucking buck because you're totally out of money at this point.
Were you there for day one? You guys,
By the way,
Robbie is in Youngin' and the Way.
They've tuned out by this point. They don't.
You know, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. But
hey, plug my other bands. My other bands. Yeah, Funeral Chic and Fleetwood Mac
and fucking Angels and Airwaves.
Angels and Airwaves. We're gonna expose it all.
Yeah.
That's all right.
just so it makes more sense to people.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God! It's gonna end up on Lamb Goat.
You guys, I was actually gonna. Just one of my things. No, I was gonna. Pull up Lamb Goat and just go through the top 10. Let's talk about Decapitated. How about that?
It's gonna be passed for the first eight, and then be like, you know what? I actually kind of like Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, did you hear about the Decapitated bullshit?
Oh God, yeah, about the fucking the shit and the
gang rape or whatever. And like the thing is, like you hear about that shit sometimes, and like I don't know, like. It's just, it comes in waves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not just like one. It's like with the actors, you know, or the directors like it's just like a bunch of people speak up.
It happening and then they
you know,
speak
if it's
up,
happening, you speak up, but like fucking somebody with Decapitated stated that they're like, yeah, I saw them all together.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know exactly what happened, but yeah, they all went in a room together. It's like, fuck, man.
Okay.
Well, you guys are fucked.
Yeah.
Like that.
No, they're like wrapped up in court now. That's the thing about like, you know, like this actor shit. It'll just be a thing on social media or whatever, and then it'll just go away.
Yeah.
But these guys are like they're going to court and shit. There's like charges against them and stuff. It's just crazy. I don't know those guys personally. I know some people who know them, and there's all these like weird, you know, like different stories about things, but like. Yo, man, no fucking smoke without fire. Like, that's... You did something fucked up. I know you did.
Yeah, there was some kind of... the story wouldn't have just came out of nowhere.
Right. Like, people don't just do that shit for no goddamn reason.
And if it was going to be a story...
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't have been against the entire band. Like,
it
would have been...
It seems a little far-fetched.
It would have singled someone out if they were mad at a certain person.
Right.
You know.
But it became a thing.
Yeah, right? How about Shit, I had something. I had something.
What's decapitated on the list?
No, the
Halloween.
Actually, the next one is...
Candy corn. We're going to talk about how useless that is. Decapitated, we'll breeze past that.
No, we're talking about gambling next.
Gambling.
That's number five.
No gambling stories whatsoever.
No, I literally have none either.
I have the shittiest game. I went to Las Vegas, and I blew $40 in like 5 minutes, and I decided to stop gambling forever. It's my only gambling story.
I went to Cherokee... and expected, I don't know, everybody told me that, like, if you gamble, you get free drinks. So I was, like, waiting and waiting and waiting, and there was never any...
No one approached.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But PBRs were $2.
Oh, okay. Well, there you
not
go.
Bad.
So you never should have left home, is what you're saying. Yeah. They're $2 here.
And all my friends play dice. like, dice is, like, the new, like...
That's how you know you have good friends, though.
Yeah, they play, they take my money... The last ones that I have, they take my... Because I'm not good at dice either. You ever played dice?
No, I've never played.
I played threes. I don't know all the dice games.
It's
I only know
fun.
Threes.
CeeLo's fun. It's just... Yeah. I'm fucking bad at it. And it's a luck game. Like,
yeah.
It's not like something I've done.
There's
it's
no
just,
skill
I'm just
involved
a shit
forever.
Person. like, that's it.
I just suck and now I lost a bunch of my money.
Yeah, all my $1 bills.
How do we wrap this up? I got pissed so bad.
We can, so I guess we're going to wrap up episode one, podcast for the bad seeds, bullshit, and party. I had a little thing written that I want to end with, and it's going, so Unloved Sons Company has a web store with all new fall gear. All printed right here, 5 feet away from us. DIY till I die. Motorhead till I'm fucking dead.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Yeah. And fuck right off heavily.